Among the people playing on the main stage and across town would be musician Annie Bartholomew. Annie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you here. Happy Virtual Folk Fest.
Happy 46th, part one.
Right. So for our listeners who may not know you, you're a singer, songwriter, and multimedia artist from here in Juneau. You're completing an album inspired by narratives of women during the Klondike Gold Rush called Sisters of Whitechapel. You recently opened for Daryl Scott at the Alaska Folk Fest fundraiser in March. And you play with the Night Witches and is a founding member of the drop-in vocal ensemble, The Sandwiches, which had a standing rehearsal Sundays at the Alaskan Hotel.
Sure did.
Anything else we should add to that introduction, Annie?
You guys know me. I love KTOO. I love the Alaska Folk Festival. It's still going to happen in our hearts regardless.
Right. Annie, I don't know if you can tell because things have changed, but I'm in KXLL. I'm in Studio 2C, it's called now.
Wow.
Your stomp and
so
your
clean.
Old stump. Your old stomping grounds.
Love it.
We have a surprise coming with all those wonderful posters. Don't worry, they haven't gone away, all that great character. So stand
awesome.
By for that. Annie B., when I have an artist on the show, it's always nice. Let's just let your art speak for who you are. And I have a bunch of your music queued up. I think we are going to maybe start with Whitechapel Woman. Can you set us up for this?
Yeah, I recorded this one in Montreal at the Folk Alliance International Conference with Marion Call, Willie Carlisle, Kat Moore from Anchorage, and Arcadi Futterman, also from Anchorage. And we had a bunch of Canadian producers do it up for us. So real excited to share. It's the title track off of the album Someday, hopefully right. Recorded this fall.
Give it a listen.
'98, will you come bound? Mile 30, she underground. Dawson City, no work to be found. Only trouble and gold by the pound.
All right, so this is Whitechapel Woman off of the project Sisters of the Whitechapel. Annie, tell us a little bit more about this project.
Yeah, about almost 3 years ago, I started becoming interested in the history of women during the Klondike Gold Rush, especially dance hall women, because of Taylor Vidic and Cameron Brockett, who work at the Red Onion Saloon during the summers, and they give tours, and the history is just so brutal and fascinating and exciting that I felt like music would be such an amazing way to convey the emotional truth of these stories, because they just completely leap off the page. And so that's how I became obsessed. And lots of books, lots of book learning, and then having the privilege of putting it to music.
What would you say has been the most challenging part of the project for you?
Writing music, telling the truth. You know, I'm a modern woman. We're using modern songwriting techniques. They did a lot of ballads back then, and polkas were really popular. And I just don't think that would be very effective with today's audience. So I guess maybe the hardest thing, I've been learning to play banjo as part of this project, because there were several women banjo players who went to Dawson City. So it's been really fun to learn clawhammer banjo. And that is just a rabbit hole. Right. And kind of a life choice, life mistake.
I was going to ask you, what's the most fulfilling part of the project? Is banjo part of that?
Yeah. I mean, being able to sit down and in half an hour get a little bit better at something really centered me as a human being, because so much work, you know, you don't get to see the progress, you don't get to see the benefits. And then it just, I mean, learning, having to play an instrument in front of people that you're terrible at is It's so everybody who's good at music should try it because it is humiliating and it gives you more empathy for folks who are just getting out there. I'm really lucky to have friends who have let me become better at performing banjo live because even like last summer, it was very clutch. You know, if I didn't get warmed up, it would just, the notes weren't there. And you can fake it on guitar, but you cannot fake it on banjo, you know?
All right, let's listen to another tune. One More Night, set us up for this one.
I got to record this one with Justin Smith, the Gustavus bass producer, right after Folkfest 2017. And it's one from my former life when I just wrote about my life, not about other people's lives. But it features C.N. Murphy and Clay Good on it. And it's one of my favorite tunes.
All right, One More Night.
Baby, don't go. I never meant those words I said. Come over here and put my heart to bed. Ooh. Baby, don't go.
Annie B., speaking of One More Night, and I think I heard about a smoky bar in there. If this were the actual 46th annual folk festival, where would you be right now in the Folkfest milieu?
I would probably be picking up folks at the airport or running around town, getting some last minute piece of gear or equipment or last minute delivery to somebody else. I don't know why I'm the logistics person sometimes. But yeah. That's where I would be. I think Friday is usually reserved for my own fun nights, or I've done the KXL showcase in the past. So it's, I have a little bit more energy than I would if it were Folkfest. So I'm grateful for that. But
how many Folkfests have you been in, would you say, Annie? How old were you when you first started performing at Folkfest?
I was 17 with the Professional Hippies. My first band with Tracy Ralston and Sean Neshheim and Marley Horner from Haynes. And it was magical, you know, terrifying, beautiful. I got to feel real cool. Yeah.
And take us back before that even, like how old were you when you became aware of the folk festival and what, you know, what do you think of it? When did you start coming?
I think it was middle school. My mom probably wanted to see Costa, and I probably just wanted to hang out on the grass with the kiddos and meet the townie kids. They were very cool. And I think, you know, you walk through the hall, you see the jammers, but I wasn't really interested in the main stage until I was a little older.
Got it. Would you say that Folkfest may have inspired your life in music, or at least part of it?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I'd be a musician without Folkfest, or I'd be a very different musician. I'd probably be making, like, electronic music, but I just love the accessibility of acoustic instruments. And then folk people just know how to have a lot of fun. I mean, and only a little bit of it happens at Centennial Hall. It's everywhere in Juneau. Greatest outfits, best parties, and amazing music where you can find folks to collaborate with, harmonize with, and yeah.
Got it.
I miss it.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, how are you making the best of it this year? I've been asking people all week, what are some strategies for making the best of not having an actual folk fest this year?
I've been calling a lot of my folk fest friends. I've been sharing old photos on Instagram, and I've taken a lot of photos over the year. I'm glad I took them because I wouldn't have remembered half the drama and success and nightmares, you know, because no one rehearses like they should. Everybody takes all these risks on the main stage that just aren't worth it. I mean, that's really succeeding at Folkfest is when you get out there and you have the right battery in your guitar and you've tuned your instrument up. I mean, those folks who do the sound there are just heroes.
Right.
And you should be nice to him at least 1 year.
Right.
Highly recommended.
Well, look at it this way. For everyone, we have a whole extra year to practice our sets, right? I mean, they should be super polished by next year.
It's going to be so awesome. I'm going to be playing mandolin by then. It's just bound to happen.
It sure is nice talking to you, Annie. If you're just tuning in, this is KTOO's June Afternoon, and it's day 5 of our virtual Folk Fest celebration. And this week, various musicians have been sending us videos here to KTOO for our sort of isolation session red carpet concerts. Andrew and Aaron Heist sent us one on Monday. Let's see, we have a couple more trickling in. Richie and Rosie sent us a couple yesterday. I can't wait to share it with all of you listeners. I'm going to try and get them out over this weekend. We'll see. Rosie, the guest artist for this year, next year, she did one on her kitchen floor on like this red blanket, which was adorable and really awesome fiddle playing. And Annie B., you sent us one as well. Set us up for this tune that we're about to listen to.
Yeah, it's one I finished on my recent trip to Fairbanks for work. I was driving home from this cabin mansion on Chena Ridge, and it just kind of came to me. My mom said all these songs I'm writing about the Gold Rush are too sad, and there had to be good times. So I've been thinking about that all winter and just kind of changing the narrative of a lot of old-time songs. There's a lot of murder ballads out there and narratives about women. And so I just wanted to have something kind of light and upbeat. And they're not new ideas or chord progressions. They're just, you know, new to me.
And it's called Run Around Lucy. Is that right?
Yeah, it's like kind of an homage to the lady named Lou, if you know the Robert Service poem. It's shooting at Dan McGrew.
All right, we'll spin that here in just a sec, go out on that. I loved your set for your video, and our listeners will hear the birds. They are going crazy in this video. Tell us about how you put this together.
Yeah, well, I tried to make a video on my kitchen floor last night. It was not successful, so I just said, I'm going to my mom's house on Fritz Cove. And I woke up at 5:30 panicking this morning, so... Went to Fred Meyer and got some extension cords as soon as they opened up because I didn't want to wake her up. And my stepdad came out and helped me set up. And my mom came out in her bathrobe and helped me set up the camera and hit record. So it was a family event, but they just chopped down a lot of trees at our house. And it was like the perfect setup for my dream red carpet. So thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to share this new tune.
It looks like there was a cat involved at some point too.
We got some cats.
And you put like a red carpet on the log in front of you. So listeners, look forward to seeing that probably on Facebook this weekend. Annie B., before I let you go and we spin Run Around Lucy, any more advice for festival appreciators or participators? What can we do this weekend to stay happy?
Sleep. I feel like at Folk Fest, you know, if you're not having a good time, go to a different party. If you're still not having a good time, go to bed because you need it. And I know a lot of folks aren't getting a lot of sleep right now. So, you know, just appreciate the opportunity we've been given. Because there's always going to be more Folk Fest. It's just going to be bigger and crazier and more difficult to get a beer. So.
And might as well catch up on our sleep now for next year, huh?
Yeah. Dream about Folk Fest to come.
Annie B., thanks for being a guest on Juno Afternoon today. Here's Run Around Lucy. Have a good one, Annie.
Thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you.
Bum, bum, bum. Lucy sails a mean cigar. Open from spring till fall. Lucy works harder than any man, and for as long as she is tall.